película.
La la tuxi.
Zinqumalo featuring Dladla Tuxin with Awe Ma. Bathayadura amateki mfethu.
Ayadura amateki. Yebona ayadura amateki. Now it is the 21st century. Back then bebathi ayashisa amateki.
Bathayashisa.
Yeah, what does that mean? There's a song that says ayashisa amateki, but today they sing ayadura amateki.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Back then ama 1K bewashaya amakons. But manje thina ngapha shaya ama coins.
Okay.
Yeah, yayibona leyo nombolo.
Yeah, it is 10 minutes to the hour 10 o'clock and joining us in studio is we are three co-founders but I'm only seeing one. But it's okay. into Hustlers Spotlight. They are young entrepreneurs running an equal partnership. They have shared responsibilities and they have a cleaning company. Joining us in studio this morning is Gift Mbeti. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
How are you doing? How's your morning?
My morning has been perfect. A bit nervous, but then yeah.
Why are you nervous? Are you a morning person?
It's my first time doing an interview, so
makes sense. Thank you so much though for joining us. Relax, chill.
Yes,
you know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
your next client might be listening.
Exactly. One,
and that is exactly what we are hoping for. So you have a cleaning business,
yes,
right?
Yes.
What inspired you to open up that cleaning business?
Okay, so what inspired us to open the business? Thing is, this thing started back in church.
Mm-hmm.
So back in church, that host youth conferences and everything,
sure.
And weddings. So after the services and whatsoever, the elders would say like, we should be the ones that we should clean. And everything, so we'd be like, why don't you hire people to do this thing? And
sure.
Then we saw that
There's a gap.
Yeah, there's a gap in between. And then me and my founders, and then that's where we saw the opportunity. And then that's where we also saw that also the event organizers, they often have struggles after the event of finding cleaners and everything.
So when you say founders, it means you have other brothers in the business.
Yes.
How does that go about now? Letoma business, the shares, all of that. We know the split sheets can sometimes ruin a good thing that's going on.
Yes.
So how are you going about actually handling business? Is the relationship fruitful? How did it start? How do you separate? How does the dynamics stand in your HPK Holdings?
Oh, okay. The relationship has been very fruitful. Okay. And then, yeah, all of us, the four of us, we equally own the...
Or 25 25 25,
yeah,
clean.
So it's 25 25, and each of us we have our own whereby for example I'm an expert in marketing and everything, negotiation, so each and every one of us has their own.
You are a spokesperson.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. I'm curious though, what does HPK stand for?
Oh, okay. Funny thing is HPK, it's like okay, so it's the four of us, né?
Okay.
Yeah, so there's Aisho and Pindulo and Mia
Kumbuzo. Oh, Kumbuzo.
So the case for, because I was thinking, if it's your initials, then but there's four of you, so it should be four initials.
Yes.
Probably
yes,
if they say HPK squared.
I see.
So what are some of the challenges that you guys face in your business?
Okay, some of the challenges that we face, it's okay, the first challenge that we used to face is it's transport. I mean having a car that will be able to take us from the event, and then especially back since we're still young and everything. But then all in all, we overcame that problem because one of the founders at their home, there's a bike, and then they saw us, and then they saw the momentum and our
motion.
And then they say that you can use this car and everything. So yeah.
So basically, after an event, how would you advise people to behave? Because manje le span masses is buyer manje after event in pekana nanu What's the most, I would say, the dirtiest event you've ever actually encountered?
Okay, the dirtiest events are those type of events whereby it's gigs, whereby people are drinking.
Sure. Mm. Yeah, I can imagine.
Stalls and everything. So you'll find takeaways,
everywhere.
Bottles and cans and everywhere.
Do you sometimes find Under Armours there?
What do you mean by Under Armours?
Like the bras to have.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Sometimes you find those, ne?
Yeah.
Hectic.
Yeah. And then some of the challenges you'll find when you're busy cleaning, there are throw ups and everything, like
Ooh.
People.
So
it needs you to be, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, tense.
Hey.
That's all I can say. Tense.
Sure.
Tense.
Yeah.
You've built a strong reputation already without being fully registered. What's been your main channel for getting clients and trust so far?
Oh, okay. Our main channel has been word of mouth.
That's good.
Word of mouth and consistently posting on our social media platforms whenever we are. After we've done the job and everything, so we just post there and approaching event organizers, pitching up everywhere. It doesn't matter if whether you're in a mall, if you see someone that you know the person is an event organizer,
sure,
yeah, you just go there and pitch. And then, yeah,
what makes you stand out though, apart from other businesses that are cleaners?
What makes us stand out is that, as the founders, we don't just sit back and let the other people do their work.
Sure.
Only we go there also, and then we make sure that things are up and running. We also work, and make sure that everything is perfect, so that the clients at the end of the day, they are happy, because a happy client is good for our business.
Absolutely. And what is the lesson, the one main lesson you've learned in running a business?
The one main lesson I've learned is that patience is virtue. Like, when you're starting off, you'll feel like things are not falling into place and everything, but you have to stay consistent and push and push and push and push and push, and then eventually things will fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely, because if ever you are going to break even, making a break even is kind of the toughest thing.
Takes time.
And if
I
ever
think
now,
business has been glamorized, you know, to say, if I get into business, by the end of 3 months, I'll be making bank.
Slay
and
queens all
like
around.
They taught us in EMS, guys.
Yeah, they wouldn't see my value. Balance my shit. Right,
Taker. Where can people get a hold of HPK?
Okay, people can get a hold of us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. It's HPK P2LTD everywhere. So HPK _ P2LTD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then also on our business WhatsApp, the number phones are 066-053-3135. And as I repeat, 066-053-3135.
Most def. All the best, Bra, in your future endeavors.
Thank you so
I do
much.
Believe. Yeah, clean. Mind you clean.
Literally.
You know the vibes.
Thank you so much for joining us, and all the best to you guys. You know, it's so encouraging to see young people pursuing their dreams and doing what they love.
Yes, and thank you also for having me.
Awesome.
We highly appreciate it as HPK After Heaven Cleaners.
And the winner is
United Behind the Mic.
Swami!